You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We're almost there, fellas, headed towards a 3-day weekend, or as I like to call it, a 4-day weekend with our time slot. Because the other day I came in here, I was like, 4-day weekend upcoming? You're like, what do you mean? I was like, what do you mean? We have Monday off, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You're like, oh.
Yeah, no, I used to do that back in my younger days, count Friday as an off day, and then you get kids and your time
slot. So you know how my day goes. After today, we're going to Hy-Vee, we go to Costco, we go home, and depending on what time it is, we crack a cold one.
Yeah, I'll be going to the Hy-Vee after the show as well, now that my wife got me a Valentine's gift.
Yeah, you better get there.
I got to get it.
Is she a chocolate connoisseur?
She's not. She likes gummy bears. There's Haribo gummy bears, gummy bears. So I'll get her some of those. Yeah.
Get a couple bags of those.
Yeah. I wanted dark chocolate. I've been craving dark chocolate. Yeah, it's good, you know.
It is healthy.
They say it's good for you. One little dark chocolate square. So I've been saying I want dark
little
chocolate.
Little doves?
No, she got the Ghirardelli ones that I asked for. You know, just a little square.
Daddy. Yeah. Oh, daddy.
Give me a little dark chocolate. That's how you know you're old. Dark chocolate and green tea before bed, right?
Yeah, he eats the midnight Milky Way. Richard of the Week. We do it every Friday at 9 o'clock. Mine comes from a 93-year-old man.
Oh, my.
So a 93-year-old man shot his apartment manager in both legs over water damage in his unit.
So he's a renter.
Yes.
So what does he care? It's somebody else's problem, right?
Not only this guy, 93 years old, I've tagged the photo in our rundown. You can see what he looks like. Plus, you can see that he showed up in like a Joey Cold Cuts, like gangster mafia outfit to do it. So apparently, in his apartment, there was water damage, and it got on some stuff that he wasn't really happy about.
You're 93, man. You ain't got much time left. Who cares?
So maybe that's why he took in there with a gun. So this Richard shows up to, like, the, you know, like, the landlord's office. Yeah, right?
The eyes on this guy.
Dude, see,
I mean, it looks
stuff,
like Adam
dude.
Gase's grandpa.
Yeah, and then look into the, it looks like Grandpa Joe and Adam Gase.
He's got a suit and a top hat on, and he went, like, mafia style and blew this guy's legs off.
This wasn't his first hit.
No, what's this guy's name?
No idea.
Okay.
But he goes into the apartment, like, where the manager's office is. There's a female present. She secretly calls the police in the back room. When she comes out, he shoots like a decoy shot, like shoots the computer to the sidewall to let him know that he means business.
Right.
He then allows her to leave, then shoots the apartment manager in the leg. He, of course, falls to the ground.
Right.
Then he shoots him again, complaining multiple times about the water damage in his apartment at the age of 93 until the police come in and drag his ass out of there and put him in custody, as he is now arrested for attempted murder. For a 93-year-old who looks like he literally could be Tommy DeVito's agent.
He does look like that's how he's dressed. Like, did you see that?
He was at Radio Row?
Yeah. Did you see him on the row?
I didn't. I remember you telling him he was there.
Oh, God.
So, Richard of the Week is a 93-year-old man worried about water damage. You went so far as to shooting his apartment manager in the legs, not once, but twice.
Yeah, this guy, I mean, the whole look, the eyes, I mean, it's like Adam Gase, man.
I liked it on my Twitter handle, at X handle, at Dusty Likens. So if you want to see the photo, it is
I mean, him standing over the dude mafia suit yeah. with the hat on. It looks
video. You should watch how the police just don't care that he's 93 or 31. They drag him to the ground.
Yeah, you're done, sir. You're going away for a very long time.
He did drop the gun and nobody died. Yeah. But he did shoot the guy twice in the leg over water damage in his apartment at the age of 93. Richard of the week.
There's so much to unpack with that right there. It's an apartment, so it's not your problem. You're not paying for the damage, right. And you're 93. If something gets ruined, you're probably not going to need that anytime
soon.
Somebody
said, what if it's his wife's ashes?
Well, then,
why is it on the floor?
Yeah, why is it on the floor?
Maybe it wasn't on the floor. Maybe it was on the cat or water damage.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. You know, like you're 93 years old. You ain't got much time left, okay? Nathan, do you have a Richard this week by chance?
Yes, I do, Bob. And my Richard,
do you have a Richard this week, by the way,
Richard for this week is C.J. Gardner-Johnson, which I'm not going to say what he said. I think everyone's seen the post that he made after the game the other night. And so from two angles here, one is it's misogynistic. It's not a good look, the comment that you made. It didn't need to be done. But two is this incessant focus of the Eagles and their fans and really NFL fans in general that are so focused on the Chiefs after they just won the Super Bowl. And I'm trying to avoid sour grapes here. The Chiefs got their ass beat. There's no way around it. The Eagles were the better team, better coach, better prepared. There's no way around that. They slaughtered the Chiefs on Sunday. But I think about when the Chiefs won Super Bowl 54. We didn't go, take that, Tom Brady and Andrew Luck and whoever else beat us in years past. We said, oh, my God, we just won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So it signifies to me the Chiefs are the dynasty, the team that runs the league, because they are so happy that they beat the Chiefs. But I just don't understand it. And C.J. Gardner-Johnson's got to be my Richard of the Week.
Okay.
So you were asking about Philadelphia fans and their parade.
Yeah, I'm hoping there's carnage, and I hope Philadelphia falls into the Delaware River. My dad goes, yeah, it floats out to the bay. I'm like, yeah.
Did you see the picture from this morning?
I don't think I did. Are you talking about the funeral home that has RIP Chiefs in front of the funeral home?
No. Pat Mahomes got cooked is the caption. These Eagles fans are going nuts. There is a pig that was smoked that they have carved out the number 15 on the torso with a knife in the back, and they put a Mahomes fro on the pig. Here is the picture for you to see.
Yeah, you won, man. Like, enjoy your win, right? Enjoy your win, because now that's going to get back to Patrick. And
but see that, and like, so
that's like too
the act of burning Kermit the Frog doesn't bother me. I don't think it bothers Patrick Mahomes either. But what's this? What is this obsession with, like, dismantling
something
with the
number 15 on it? This should be a day you celebrate you and not worry about, you know, the Chiefs and all that kind of stuff.
I'd be like, this offensive line kept the tush push alive and as successful in the run game great, even after Jason Kelce left, even with our backup right guard. I mean, they showed up. The front four just outmanned the Chiefs offensive line. That's what I'd be pumped about.
Yeah, you'd be excited about
but
that.
But they're burning things with the number 15. I just don't get it.
Idiots. Mine goes to Ron Parker of Fox Sports Radio.
Not that guy.
Andy Weed should step down as head coach.
Andy Weed.
There it is. So that's all we need to play from that. That guy who we talked about yesterday on the show, he's my Richard of the Week for having, not arguably, that is the worst sports take I've ever heard. And I've uttered some bad ones in my life. We've all had bad takes. This one is just asinine, ridiculous, and stupid.
Andy Weed should step down as head coach.
What, the step down or that he called him Andy Weed?
Either one.
Yeah. Andy Weed should step down as head coach. And you're going to be like, they just went to the Super Bowl three times, Andy Weed, blah, 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 blah. This is not a one-game reaction because they lost in the Super Bowl and they got boat raced and it was 40-6. Where were the adjustments?
Okay, I can't even do it anymore. Ron Parker, Fox Sports Radio, Richard of the Week.
It's very well played, too. I mean, I just cannot get over this. Like, they literally carved a pig up to look like Patrick Mahomes on a parade.
And, you know, buying a whole swine is not cheap.
No.
Swine. Like, they invested some dough into that. I hope they got nice meat on it.
Spent all night smoking it to take to the parade, to carve out the number 15, to put a knife in the back, and then put a little, Mahomes, afro,
right,
whatever.
This is Philly and St. Louis both being the same type of fans, where they're so worried, like, Philly will never be New York, St. Louis will never be Chicago or Kansas City. They're insecure about who they are, so instead of just celebrating themselves like we did, they're out here doing, you know, the opposite, and it's trying to bring down somebody that you've already beaten up, man.
And the thing that's crazy is, like, I will say this, because, like, this is for the 913, and I disagree with this, and that's okay.
People get tired of hearing Chiefs fans talk blank and act like their team is the invincible all year. Chiefs fans turned into what they used to hate. This is where you're wrong, and I understand it. Chiefs fans can be annoying. I get it. Like, we're the best team. We're going for a three-peat, blah, blah, blah. We're not, like, taking Eagles and stabbing them like a stuffed eagle and stabbing it. When they beat the 49ers last year, I know they don't really have a mascot, but it wasn't like we had like 49ers jerseys and we're putting knives in them or carving out a pig and putting Christian McCaffrey's number in there. Like, that to me is where it's different. And like, I experienced it. Like, I was in New Orleans. Like, I watched these Philly fans do things that Chiefs fans don't do. Are they proud of their team? Absolutely. Do they love their team? 100%. Are Chiefs fans annoying? Totally agree. But we aren't the same. That's not fair. We are not out here doing what they're doing, going up, and they just won a Super Bowl not that long ago with Nick Foles.
Yeah, that's the other thing. This isn't like their first Super Bowl victory and they don't know how to behave, like when you have caddy day at the club or something like that. Like, this is what this is kind of reminiscent of. Like, they're in the wrong spot. They're used to being losers, and now the Eagles finally are winners, and their fan base just doesn't know how to behave. And look, you said you lived it. I had to live in the hotel with these people.
Yeah. I mean, I was going back carrying equipment in my backpack with Mac, and I was like, just keep your head down and walk fast.
You know?
Because, like, they were coming out of the bar like it was, like, The Last of Us, and they just got bit in the shoulder. They're like, ugh! You're just like, holy cow, who is that person?
I mean,
which, I'd be fair, if Chiefs won, we'd have probably gone out and got wasted. But, I mean, look, we're not, you know, smoking swines and carving numbers and putting little haircuts on them.
I wouldn't even have mentioned Philadelphia moving forward had we won that game. We beat the Eagles. We won a championship. It's about us. Winners know how to win and losers don't. And Philadelphia has been a bunch of losers for a very long time. Do you know the Eagles with that championship, that became their fifth championship, tying the Philadelphia Athletics for the most championships in their city's history? So the Philadelphia Athletics, who are now the Sacramento Athletics. So to say that they've experienced winning a lot in Philadelphia wouldn't be the case. Again, it's the Beverly Hillbillies celebrating a Super Bowl championship. That's what Philadelphia is.
Coming up on the other side, a trade that could happen in the NFC that could shock the NFL world before the draft even starts. Pardon me. Happy Valentine's Day.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.